Thank you to all who have come on this rainy night. Generally, people don't like to go out on rainy nights, so that you've come to hear and chant about Krishna shows that on this rainy night shows that you are developing some attachment to Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Thank you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, who wanted to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world and who went through tremendous difficulties to do so. So it's good if we can reciprocate by taking at least some trouble in the service of Krishna. As is said in Bengali, Koshta na korle keshto milebe na. If you don't take some trouble, you can't get Krishna. If we think that I'll take to Krishna consciousness only if Krishna comes and fans me and massages my feet, then we can never become Krishna conscious. Actually, kashtam is very good for becoming Krishna conscious. Just a few days ago in Surat, three brothers came to see me. They were very distraught. They were from one of the richest and best-known families in the city. Surat is one of the wealthiest cities in India. But as fate would have it, they had lost much money and they were in much difficulties. So I said to them, I heard you lost so much money. I said, that's very good, that's Krishna's mercy on you. If you have more possessions, then you have more attachments. So better you have less material attachments and become more attached to Krishna. So I don't know if they understood what I said. But one who can see like that, they can become Krishna conscious. I just came from Mangalore, where one of my disciples is dying. She's lying on the hospital bed. But she can't talk, but you don't see any great fear in her face. When I come in the hospital, she smiles, and just with all the effort, she puts her hands together like this. Because she knows that everyone who comes to this world has to leave it, and because she's confident of Krishna's protection. Because she heard Bhagavad Gita as it is and lived according to that. So let us hear Bhagavad Gita as it is, and learn how to live in this miserable material world so that we never have to come back to it. People are attached to things that are worse than useless because of thinking it is mine. Just like if you pass stool. Pass stool. Never heard that example?
Passing stool, huh?
Then it's your stool.
It's my stool.
So in the same way, we're attached to all things that we think it's mine, but it's no use to me. We're attached to our bodies, our wives, our cars, our prestige, our stool. Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to be attached to Krishna. So we'll read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Is it written up on the board? Yagyarthat karmano nyatra loko yam karma bandhanaha tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Is there anyone here who doesn't understand Tamil? Just one or two. So, I think you read the translation of Prabhupada in Tamil. And then I'll pass the book to the non-Tamil speakers. And you can read it in English. And as for Hindi Valne Wale, but you all know English also, huh? So I'll give the book to you and then you can read the translation of Prabhupada in English. Okay, please read it in Tamil.
மொழிபெயர்ப்பு பகவத்கீதை உண்மை உருவில் மூன்றாவது அத்தியாயம் கர்மயோகம் பதத்தின் 9 மொழிபெயர்ப்பு பொருளுரை வழங்குபவர் அகில உலக கிருஷ்ண பக்தி இயக்க ஸ்தாபக ஆச்சாரியர் அருள் திரு ஆசா பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி பிரபுபாதா அவர்கள். மொழிபெயர்ப்பு: விஷ்ணுவுக்கு தியாகம் செய்யும் முகமாக செயலாற்ற வேண்டும். மற்ற செயல்களை ஒருவனை ஜட உடலோடு பிணைக்கின்றன. எனவே அவரது திருப்திக்காக உனக்கு விதிக்கப்பட்ட கடமைகளை செயலாற்றுவாய். இவ்வகையாக நீ கட்டிலிருந்து விடுபட்டு எப்போதும் பற்றற்று வாழ்வாய். பொருளுரை: வெறுமே உடலை பேணுவதற்காயினும் ஒருவன் செயலாற்ற வேண்டிய அவசியம் இருப்பதால் இந்த நோக்கம் பூர்த்தியாகும் வரையிலே சமூக நிலைக்கும் தகுதிக்கும் ஏற்ப குறிப்பிட்ட கடமைகள் விதிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றன. யஜ்யம் என்றால் பகவான் விஷ்ணு அல்லது யாக கடன்கள். எல்லா யாகங்களும் விஷ்ணுவை திருப்தி செய்வதற்கானவையே.
Chapter 3, Text 9.
யஜ்ஞோவை விஷ்ணு என வேதங்கள் கூறுகின்றன. யஜ்யங்களை செய்வது அல்லது நேரடியாக பகவான் விஷ்ணுவுக்கு ஆன்மீக தொண்டு செய்வது, இவை இரண்டும் ஒன்றே என்பது பொருள். எனவே இந்த பதத்தில் வரையறுத்தபடி கிருஷ்ண உணர்வு என்பது யாகம் புரிதலுக்கொப்பானதே. பகவான் விஷ்ணுவை திருப்தி செய்வதே வர்ணாசிரம தர்மத்தின் நோக்கமாகும். வர்ணாசிரமாச்சார பதா புருஷேன பர குமான் விஷ்ணு ஆராய்த்தியதே. விஷ்ணு புராணம் 3:8:8. எனவே விஷ்ணுவின் திருப்திக்காக ஒருவன் செயலாற்ற வேண்டும். நற்செயல் தீச்செயல் இரண்டுமே விளைவுகளை தருவனவாதலால் செய்பவனை கட்டுப்படுத்துபவனேயாம். எனவே விஷ்ணுவுக்காக அன்றி இவ்வுலகில் செய்யப்படும் செயல்களெல்லாம் செய்பவனை சிறைப்படுத்துபவனேயாம். எனவே கிருஷ்ண உணர்வோடு ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணரை விஷ்ணுவை திருப்தி செய்வதற்காக மட்டுமே செயலாற்றுதல் வேண்டும். அவ்வாறு கடமைகளை செயலாற்றும் போதே ஒருவன் விடுதலை நிலையில்தான் அமைந்திருக்கிறான். இதுவே தொழிலாற்றும் பெரும் கலை. ஆரம்பத்தில் திறமை வாய்ந்த வழிகாட்டுதலின் கீழ் இது பயிற்சி செய்யப்பட வேண்டும். அர்ஜுனனுக்கு கடமையாற்ற வாய்ப்பு கிடைத்தது போல பகவான் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணரது நேரடி பார்வையில் அவரது கட்டளைக்கு கீழோ அல்லது அவரது தூய பக்தரின் திறமை வாய்ந்த மேற்பார்வையின் கீழோ ஒருவர் எச்சரிக்கையோடு செயலாற்றி பழகுதல் வேண்டும். புலன் நுகர்ச்சியா யாதொன்றுமே செய்யக்கூடாது. எல்லாமே பகவானுக்காக செய்யப்பட வேண்டும். செயல்களின் விளைவுகளிலிருந்து இது ஒருவனை பாதுகாப்பதோடு மட்டுமல்ல, படிப்படியாக ஒருவனை இறைவனின் தெய்வீக அன்பு தொண்டிற்கு உயர்த்துகிறது. இறைவனின் திருநாட்டை அடைய இதையன்றி வேறு வழி இல்லை.
Yagya means Vishnu. Many years ago in Malaysia, one lady, she told me that she read this Bhagavad Gita as it is, this verse, and she had some doubt that why Srila Prabhupada is translating Yagya as Vishnu. So then she looked in Shankaracharya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita to see how he translated Yagya. And she found out that he also translated Yagya as Vishnu. So Yagya means Vishnu. Yagya is meant for satisfying Vishnu, for he is Yagya Bhuk, the enjoyer of all sacrifices. What does this practically mean in our day-to-day lives? In the original Vedic culture, everything was centered on sacrifice, yagya. And in this way, all members of Varnashram society could worship Vishnu. All the members of society would cooperate together and all their activities culminated in yagya. What this means in our practical day-to-day life today is that we should all join in Sankirtan Yagya. In this Kali Yuga, no other form of Yagya is recommended except Sankirtan Yagya, to perform the Vedic fire sacrifices is not possible at the present time for many reasons. First of all, one should select a suitable place, but it's very difficult to find a purified place. Even the holy places nowadays are full of arak shops and worse. It seems to be especially in the holy places you find drunken people lying around, isn't it? Somehow or other, the holy places, many of them, there's much vaishyabicha. Anyway, you can... seems to be especially more in the holy places. And the ordinary places, of course, they're not even slightly holy. Everywhere there is animal slaughter going on. Any place within anywhere within several kilometers of animal slaughter, the whole area becomes totally polluted. And any country where animal slaughter is allowed, the whole country is polluted. So that means there's no place in the world which is pure, because every country animal slaughter is allowed. First condition for performing yajna, that we should have a purified place, is not possible to fulfill in the present age. That means to perform this fire sacrifice to Vedic rites. And then one should have very purified brahmanas to perform the yajna. But where will you find pure brahmanas in the present age? Even if a brahmana wants to be pure, even if he wants to be, and there aren't many who want to be, it's very difficult for them to be pure. Because one reason is that a brahmana, for his sustenance, should only accept charity. No one wants to give charity. Charity for protecting dogs or something like this, but not to brahmanas. Charity for making schools for teaching people how to go to hell. They'll give charity to the someone who's a totally bogus cheater, supposed to be a sadhu. This they like to give charity. But an actually honest brahmana who simply wants to cultivate spiritual knowledge, no one's interested to give to. And even if someone is prepared to give, the brahmana should only accept charity from someone who has earned the money by honest means. But it seems in the modern age it's almost impossible to earn by honest means. And the person who's giving in charity, he should also be a very pious person, following all the Vedic rules. Of course, a brahmana, the most renounced brahmana, can maintain himself just by picking up grains from the fields, but they won't allow you to do that nowadays. And a brahmana should be pure in his habits. No coffee, immediately disqualified. And he should be expert in reciting the Vedic mantras. Now there's no one trained in such a way. And the ghee should all come from properly protected cows. There are so many conditions performing a Vedic yajna which are impossible to fill in the modern age. Therefore, the only yajna recommended in the modern age in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan yajna. Of course, sometimes we see our ISKCON devotees also performing fire sacrifice. But we are not pretending to do so according to the exact Vedic rites. But on the strength of chanting the holy names, one can be, according to Shastra, one can be qualified to perform Vedic sacrifice, to perform fire sacrifice, all kinds of sacrifices. However, by the overwhelmingly important sacrifice in Kali Yuga is this, is the sacrifice of chanting the holy names. And this Sankirtan Yajna means not only chanting the holy names, but engaging in activities to bring everyone to Krishna consciousness, to bring others to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Many activities in preaching are required. Building temples, printing books, distributing books. Srila Prabhupada put great emphasis on this book distribution. Some of you are now taking up this book distribution very seriously, I've heard. Which of you are going out regularly for book distribution? Like to raise your hand? Yes, the old hero. Who else? Please raise your hand. Who's doing that? Others? Ladies? Anyone? So, you might think it's strange that after coming to a religious institution they engage you in sales. But I think you're having a different experience when you engage in this book distribution. That when we're selling these books, it means that people are getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. And those who are distributing the books, they can experience the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu flowing through them. Is it not? You have to ask in Tamil. We can directly experience the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by this yajna of book distribution. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted that householder devotees, they should give 50% of their income for promoting Sankirtan Yajna. So you may think, well, that's too much to ask. But actually that's a concession for householders, because those who are living as brahmacharis and sannyasis, they're giving 100% of their time, energy, everything. Well, that's another thing I said to those men in Surat. I was saying, as long as you were thinking that money was yours, you are living like a thief, so now Krishna has taken it away from you. So if we're thinking, I'm giving a donation to the temple, actually that's a wrong way of thinking, because nothing belongs to us. It's not ours to give. Krishna takes everything away at the time of death. Mrityu sarvaharascha. And actually nothing belongs to us. So yajna means to recognize that nothing belongs to us. Krishna has given us some energy, some money, but that is meant only to be used in His service. Pranaya athaya deha vacha shreya acharam sada. Whatever strength, money, prana artha, intelligence, and speaking ability we have, that should be engaged only for the purpose of attaining ultimate welfare. So we don't insist everyone should give 50% of their income. But actually, to do so is glorious. One devotee in Russia, he started out a business with this intention. Whatever profit, I'll give 50% for spreading Krishna consciousness. And his business went so well that his father, who had no interest in Krishna consciousness, started to do the same also. And his father's business improved so much that he started to give 70%. So this is yajna. Instead of thinking that whatever I've got is for me, we should think everything is for Krishna. Of course, we have the householders, they also have a duty to maintain their families. But ideally, that should be only for the sake of nourishing the family members' Krishna consciousness. Nowadays, people are accustomed to extravagant living. Even if people don't have money, but they take loans so they can buy so many useless things. And people think it's a minimal necessity to have all kinds of gadgets and machines, all of which cost a lot of money. What to speak of marriage expenses. As a result, everyone is always in debt. And therefore, everyone's always in anxiety. You buy a car on installments, by the time you finish paying for it, it's completely useless. You can't sell it for anything. So then you have to get another one and again go into debt. And then what sometimes happens is, in the middle of paying off all the debts, they suddenly lose their job. The company collapses or retrenches all its workers. And you have all these debts for all these things that you're paying off. And even if you sell them off, you can't... They've depreciated so much, you're just caught in so many debts. It's just this is modern life. Everyone's in anxiety and debt and miserable. So we recommend, don't get caught in this materialistic cycle of trying to get more and more and more useless things. Engage your money, your time, and your life in Sankirtan Yajna. By doing so, one will get more and better results than one could do in previous ages by performing so many different Vedic processes. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnum. This means that in Satya Yuga, the Yuga Dharma was meditation on Vishnu. What's the next line? I know you know. I'm asking Kisha. He's behind you in slokas. You know Krishna Kirtan? Next line. Kriteya dhyayato Vishnu. Chaitayam yajyato makhai. Ahead of you. It's an important verse. In Treta Yuga, by performing the kind of sacrifices we've been talking about. Then, Dwapara Paricharyayam. What does Paricharya mean? It means service. But in, specific in this context, it means deity service. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. Whatever result could be obtained in previous yugas by different processes, everything and even more can be attained in Kali Yuga by Sankirtan Yajna. Therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas recommend us Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhira Vishasakari. With great faith, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, because they are the inaugurators of the Sankirtan Yajna, Sankirtanaika Pitara. Sankirtan Pravartak Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagya Je Bhaje She Dhanna. The inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anyone who worships him by Sankirtan Yajna is glorious. So please come here and chant Hare Krishna and study Bhagavad Gita as it is to understand why we should chant Hare Krishna and what are the results of doing so, and distribute this Bhagavad Gita to others. Also, try to understand who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of all the Vedas, culminate in the teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's given us the chanting of Hare Krishna, which is the essence of all Vedic processes, and taught about the highest levels of love of God, which are difficult to find even in the Vedas. Probably they all have that book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it? What's this? Oh, very good. Immediately understood. I think most of you have this book, Premavataram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a new book available in English and Tamil, describing who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most people in India have heard of Krishna, and most have heard of maybe something at least about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actually, without understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age, it's very difficult to come to Krishna. We see that in India, which is the traditional place of worship of Krishna, that many of the traditional worshippers, they are now fallen from their original position, unfortunately. But many persons from India and from all over the world who come from quite materialistic backgrounds are now very seriously taking up Krishna consciousness. This is all by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Krishna consciousness movement is running on only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a manifestation of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is meant to bring the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every town and every village and to every living entity in the universe. Pure devotees of Krishna do not see human beings, cows, dogs, cats, etc. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapake cha pandita samadarshanaha. And to give the translation. One who is learned sees every living being is jiva, part and parcel of Krishna, and he desires that every living being receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the very high consciousness of a pure devotee. Pure devotees are always thinking how to benefit others by spreading Krishna consciousness. So please take part in this Sankirtan movement by attempting to bring Krishna consciousness to others according to the Parampara system. We automatically receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus we ourselves advance in Krishna consciousness. Are there any questions about this? All right, well, we'd like to give these certificates to recognize those who are making advancement in Krishna consciousness.